Experience Solaritas, the podcast that Engadget says expands the possibilities of the RO medium.
Here we go.
Trajectory update received.
Hope Vega, I've received an unscheduled trajectory update requesting abort. Abby, what have you done?
Winner of the Austin Film Festival, 7 Signal Awards, and nominated for a Webby.
Message received.
I missed you, Daddy. I had fun at school. I played and had a sandwich and popcorn. Bye, Daddy. Bye, Daddy.
Abort! Abort! Abort!
The first test of Lightspeed flight has gone wrong. Listen to season one now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other platforms.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Laidlaw, the voice of Dr. Eva Graf and a producer of Derelict Podcast. If you're wondering how you can support the show, the very best way is by becoming a member of Derelict Premium. You'll get early access to ad-free episodes, special bonus content, and exclusive rewards. And your support means the story will continue. To join Derelict Premium, just go to derelict.supercast.com or click the link in the episode notes below. Thanks for listening and enjoy the episode.
This is Dr. Graf. Does anyone copy? This is Dr. Eva Graf. There was a hull breach in the western dorms. The water flushed me into the dive room airlock. I vented it. I'm alive. Does anyone copy? Dr. Clayton. Commander Freeman. Do you copy? Does anyone...
Dr. Graf.
Oh, God. Mac.
Are you hurt, Dr. Graf?
The signal came through the speakers that there were...
That is unlikely, Dr. Graf. There is no method by which the Vault signal could broadcast through Phasm's intercom system.
Then what did I just hear?
I do not know, but you are under a tremendous strain right now. Are you hurt?
No. No, I'm okay. I think. What's the status of the base?
My access to Phasm's diagnostics are limited. I can detect the western and northern platforms have sustained damage in the incident, but to what extent is unknown.
What happened? Dr. Clayton said it was an eddy?
That is correct. The structural repairs to the platform foundations were not sufficient to withstand the tide surge's impact.
But your forecast said that there wasn't going to be any eddy activity. That's why we started the foundation repairs in the first place.
Yes, Dr. Graf. My forecast models were flawed. I cannot explain this discrepancy.
Oh, God. Mac. Where's everyone else?
I cannot confirm the location or condition of any personnel at this time.
Well, what do you know?
I can detect that this platform has undergone significant hull breaches in a variety of capsules. Personnel quarters 1, 2, and 3 are breached.
Christ.
As well as Lounge 1, the fitness capsule, West Observation.
Is anyone on comms?
Not that I can detect, Dr. Graf.
This is Dr. Graf. Does anyone copy? This is Dr. Eva Graf. I'm trapped in the West Dive Room airlock. Does anyone copy me? I need to get to a dive suit, Mac. If base comms are down, the closed circuit network for the suits might still be up.
There are 4 available dive suits in the dive room beyond the airlock, Dr. Graf.
But how do I get to them? The moment I open the interior door...
I detect that the dive room capsule is not breached, Dr. Graf. There is water present, but the emergency pumps are restraining it for the moment.
Your track record hasn't been great lately with these things, though, has it, Mac?
I'm afraid that analysis is accurate, Dr. Graf. But I assure you, your safety is my utmost priority.
You're sure the dive room is pressurized? You're sure this time? It's not like hydroponics.
I am positive. The dive room is pressurized. It is safe to open the interior door. You can always trust me, Dr. Graf.
Trust. Well, let's find out. Mac?
As I said, there is water present in the west dive room. Allow it to vent.
Oh, God, it's cold.
It will be the ambient temperature of the outside water, somewhere between 3 and 0 degrees Celsius.
Mac, how do I open one of these suit lockers?
Look for the status indicator lights on the front door of the lockers. Find one that is green.
I see one.
Pull the locker release handle, framed in yellow, downwards. Move to a safe distance.
Oh. Oh God, I forgot how huge these things were.
Deep environment mechanized equipment suits, or DEMAS, are designed to provide atmospheric pressure and life support to a human diver at great depths while also facilitating
numerous... You don't have to comment on everything I say, Mac.
I understand, Dr. Graf.
And I don't need to go for a swim in it, I just need to use the comms and the helmet. I got 6 hours training in these things before coming down here, but that was a year ago. Oh my God, it's cold. Okay. I think I got it. What channel do Freeman's work teams use, Mac?
The most often used frequency is channel 19, 27.185 megahertz.
Does anyone copy on this channel? This is Dr. Graf on the West platform. Does anyone copy? This is Eva Graf. I'm inside the West dive room. God, everyone can't be gone. Please, everyone can't.
Eva, is that you?
Joe? Yes, it's me. Oh, I never thought I'd be so happy to hear your voice. Where are you? Joe, what's wrong?
Pressure doors came down outside the mess hall. Didn't make it. It came down to my legs.
Oh, no.
Both loose, but they're crushed, I think, both legs. And a lot of pain, Eva. And a lot of trouble.
Where are you?
Circuitry conduit. Runs between the residence water sealant.
Okay. Is there any water? Is the conduit pressurized?
No water. Not yet, but it's coming.
I am coming to get you.
No point. There's no point.
Don't give me that, Freeman. You are not dying in there. Now, I want you to start crawling towards control. Do you hear me?
I don't.
Start crawling, Joe.
I'm gonna pass out.
Joe, no. No, stay awake. Joe? Joe? God damn. Mac?
I'm here, Dr. Graf.
How do I use this dive suit?
You are not cleared for deep environment mechanized equipment.
I know I'm not cleared. Damn it, how do I use it?
Operating a DEMAS without proper training is not advised.
Do I have to give my override code, Mac, or are you going to walk me through it?
As you wish, Dr. Graf. To begin, climb into the suit feet first.
Thanks, Mac. Okay. I'm in.
Slide your feet all the way down to the bottom. You will feel the actuators lock on.
Yeah, I remember this. Say with my hands, right?
Correct, Dr. Graf. Once the actuators lock, power up the equipment using the 3 green breaker switches directly under the rim of the helmet thread track.
Whew.
Okay.
Move towards the airlock, Dr. Graf.
Just... what? Move my feet?
As normal, yes. The suit mimics your movement, albeit with significantly more torque and power.
I'll say. This is, it's pretty fun. Just hope I don't break through a wall or something. I'm in the lock again. How do I seal it?
Use your heads-up display. It appears as a detailed computer overlay in your visor. The airlock controls are at the top right.
It's eye movement sensitive, right? I just stare at the button I want?
Correct, Dr. Graf. Until it flashes. Stare an additional 2 seconds and it will activate.
I can't even see my hands, Mac.
I suggest finding the suit lights in your HUD.
I got them. But no, everything's murky out here. I can still barely see.
Most likely the tide surge and the damage to the platform has stirred up the ocean floor silt. The Demas will allow you to maneuver regardless. What is it you wish to do, Dr. Graf?
We have to find Freeman. He said he was trapped in a circuitry conduit. Those are all exposed on the surface, right? They're not buried?
All utility conduits are exposed on the surface at junction points for maintenance access, Dr. Graf.
Right. And they all lead back to the control capsule, where they come together. And control has emergency dive suits.
Emergency environment capsules, Dr. Graf.
Just big insulated coffins to crawl in with a temporary regulator. Hope someone finds you before your air runs out.
That is correct, Dr. Graf.
Right, so if we can get Joe through the junctions back to control, we can get him in a capsule.
I see your logic, Dr. Graf.
How do I get to control from here?
Follow the guide wires. They are lines of cable attached to poles to assist with navigation on the seafloor. They should be glowing.
I can't see anything.
Move straight ahead from the airlock and you will intersect with the junction.
Okay. I see them. There's a lot of them.
From that junction, there are 17 possible destinations, each utilizing a guide wire. Your HUD should highlight and label each. Look for one marked control capsule.
Found it.
Good, Dr. Graf. Follow it. By my estimation, you should reach the control capsule in 12 minutes, 31 seconds, barring any additional complications.
The way our luck's been going, I'm sure we'll be...
Eva.
Joe! Joe, stay with me this time. Stay awake.
There's water in here now.
Just hold on. I am on my way to you.
Wait. Where are you?
In a dive suit. I'm coming to get you.
You're an Ademus?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, I know.
Eva, take that suit. Take that suit and head for the tram tunnel.
No, I am going to get you out of there.
You can't.
Yes, I can. I've been thinking about it. I want you to start crawling towards control. Mac will guide you when you hit the junctions.
Emergency capsules, Eva, no.
You seem to be under the impression you have a say in this.
This conduit, it's just a pipe. I can barely move. Control's got to be a 500-yard crawl, at least.
You should get moving.
I can't make it, Eva. My legs.
Is this Joe Freeman? The guy who always tells that bullshit story about dragging a dead shark underwater with its mouth clamped on his leg?
That really happened.
Well, is that who I'm talking to, or someone else?
That was...
What? Different? Yeah. Tell me again it was different, Joe. Tell me again how you can't make it.
I don't like you right now.
Start crawling.
All right. Try it your way.
God, you do sound banged up, though.
Never broken this many bones. At once, anyway.
Well, usually, what, you just break one or two?
Usually.
All right, don't think about it. Just talk to me. You said the quarters flooded?
All three capsules. Breached quick.
I was in my room when it happened. I lucked out. The water swept me down the hall, right into the airlock. What about the others?
Some got off on the trams, I think. But no one in quarters. They're all gone.
What?
Saw them through the pressure door window. Saw the water take them.
Oh, Jesus.
Lights went out. I could hear them. Hear them screaming. Nothing I could do. Doors went ceiling. Came down right on me. Pulled loose. Just lucky. Lucky the conduit shaft was there.
Everyone.
This platform, anyway. No idea about north or east. Water's filling up here to my chest now. Real cold. Cold helps. Helps the pain.
Joe, I'm going to get you out of there. I mean it.
Don't jinx it, Doctor. Silly, though. Trying so hard for me. Don't even like me.
Oh, don't say that, Joe.
Saying you do? I missed something? All those department head meetings? Nah. Never liked me. Never had a beer together.
What is that? The metric for friendship down here?
Yeah. Metric for friendship.
Look. I know we haven't always gotten along, but it's... it's more about me than you. I brought a lot of baggage down here.
Only reason people take a job like this, running from something, hiding from something. Which one's you?
Both, I guess.
We could have more in common than you think, you and I. Also, I'm at the first junction. It's junction 3, looks like.
Mac, how does he get to the control capsule from junction 3?
Commander Freeman is approaching junction 3 from conduit 3B. Is that correct?
That's right, Mac.
Commander Freeman shall switch to conduit 3F. It will lead him directly to the conduit access hatch and the control capsule.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
What's wrong?
It's just I gotta get out of this conduit. Down the ladder into the junction, then up another ladder into 3F. Legs aren't really great for climbing at the moment.
Just pretend you have a shark clamped on you.
Doesn't feel all that different, really. There's water in the junction too. Rising. I don't know. I don't know if we'll make this.
Well, we won't if you lay there staring at it.
Okay. Okay. Gotta shut off comms. I don't need you hearing me screaming like a baby, even though you'd like it.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Mac, I can still barely see out here. The guide wire just disappears into the murk. It's really unnerving.
You are not alone, Dr. Graff. I'm here. Your safety means a great deal to me. I would never allow you to come to harm.
Thanks, Mac. Girl and her VI.
You should be approaching the tramway, running between the dive room and the control capsule walkway. Once you have passed that, you should...
Oh, I see it, Mac. Oh, God, I see it. The walkway's completely collapsed. It's torn loose from the floor. It's warped. There's just debris. It's smashed to pieces.
I understand, Dr. Graff. Clearly, the walkway has suffered overwhelming damage from the tide surge. The repaired platforms were not able to withstand the shock.
Doesn't make any sense. We were following your repair designs. They were complete on the west. They were... Oh, God, how did this happen, Mac?
I'm sorry, Dr. Graff. I am unable to explain the errors in my calculations. I take full responsibility for the damage to Fathom Base, as well as any loss of life. I have failed in my primary assigned responsibilities.
It wasn't your fault. You haven't been the same since the explosions. It was Edgar's. It was Edgar's fault. What Edgar's did, he started all of this. I'm glad he's dead, Mac. Even if he did it to himself, I'm glad. I know I shouldn't feel that way. I shouldn't be glad someone's gone. But I am.
And why not, Dr. Graff? You are a person of deep feeling. It is not a trait to be apologetic of.
Feeling's one thing. Actions are another.
When one has been wronged, a desire for retribution seems logical. If those who commit improper acts do not face consequences, how can a society function as an ordered system?
Well, you may have a point. Look at us. Waxing all philosophic. I don't see how to get through this. It's caved in. There's no way to crawl through. It's probably 10 feet tall, as tall as my suit. I could go around.
If the entire tram capsule walkway has collapsed, Dr. Graff, then you would have to circumnavigate almost half the western platform.
What can I do then?
Your Demus is equipped with turbo thrust propulsion capabilities. You could simply navigate over the collapsed walkway.
I don't know. Walking over the ocean floor is one thing.
If you do not, the odds of Commander Freeman surviving before you reach him are remote.
How do I do it?
The jet controls are next to your hand actuators, in the form of joysticks.
Yeah, I feel them. What do I...
The controls are sensitive, Dr. Grass.
Yeah, I see that.
The control sticks are three-dimensional. Move the left for Z-axis thrust and the right for X and Y-axis.
I'm just stirring everything up more. The visibility is even worse now.
I suggest using the compass indicator in your HUD. As long as you continue to face the same heading, then you will know the walkway is in front of you.
Oh, that's clever. Oh, damn it, why is this so hard? What am I doing wrong? Mac, what is that sound?
It is the proximity motion detector, Dr. Graff.
Motion detector?
Something is approaching from behind you.
What? I can't see anything. Everything's stirred up.
Operator heart rate is accelerating to dangerous levels.
A compressed oxygen mix atmosphere, like the one in your dive suit, Dr. Graff, can have adverse effects on heart rate levels.
Matt, there is something in the water with me.
More than likely, it is debris from the damage floating nearby.
I don't think so.
Warning. Operator heart rate has accelerated to dangerous levels.
I can't get this to work.
I suggest performing one action at a time, Dr. Graff. Lift the left stick first, then gently push the right stick forward.
Right, I think I got it. I did it! Mac? I did it!
Warning.
Mac?
Operator heart rate has accelerated to dangerous levels.
The object is withdrawing, Dr. Graff. Likely, it cannot penetrate the collapsed walkway.
What was it?
I am unable to calculate a hypothesis, but from the sonar readings, I detect it was large. As large as your suit.
Well, that's just great.
Still with me, Eva.
Joe, the tramway's collapsed. It's completely crushed. I made it over, but there's something out here, Joe, in the water. It slammed into the walkway after me.
The only thing out there is goblin sharks and sea devil eels.
Well, I don't find either of those names comforting.
Jets probably dislodge debris from the walkway.
No, there was something. It came right at me. It was there.
You complain a lot. Last I checked, your leg still worked.
Are you okay? You sound worse. Are you in the next conduit?
It took a lot out of me. Took long. Even the water is up to my shoulders now. This isn't gonna work.
No, stop. We've already done this dance.
No dance. It is what it is. Simple math. Water coming in too fast.
I mean it.
Appreciate the effort. I just don't have it in me. Just gonna lay here, I think. Lay here a while.
Joe, you have to keep going.
Pain's gone, Eva. I don't feel much at all, really. I'm good here, I think. In the cold.
Joe.
Good here.
Joe, please don't give up. Please don't leave me out here. I don't think I could take that right now. I think if I lose you, I think that might be it for me. I've done this before, Joe.
Lost someone. That's it. Tried saving them, but nothing doing. Nothing doing.
My daughter. I lost my daughter.
Well, now I feel just great about myself.
Well, you didn't know.
What was her name?
Alexandra. But She made us call her Alex. She was, she had Reiniger's disorder. Stage 3 at 7. 7 years old. Dealing with that. Dealt with it better than I did, frankly.
This was before the cure.
Right before. There was, it was a drug trial. Moss Dorian trial for Retinox 5.
You were in that?
I pulled every string I had. Every favor. We were in the finals for the administration test. I spent a whole year trying not to hope, you know, but we hoped. Anyway. Last spot came down to Alex and another girl, and the other... I said the other girl was more viable. So she was chosen over Alex. She got the last administration dose. It worked. Remission of all symptoms. Saved that girl, whoever she was. Saved all the test subjects.
What about your girl?
Alex was, vegetative. A week later. Brainstem death in 2.
Oh, Jesus, Eva.
I had to make the choice. Angela, my wife, she couldn't do it. She couldn't sign the paper, so I did. I gave consent. I know it's what had to be done. I know there was nothing else to do, but it just still felt like flipping the switch myself, you know? It still feels like that.
You made a hard right.
What?
I was in the service, Marines, Outlier War. Front deployed scouts. One day walk nose first into an ambush. Really good one. Sergeants and lieutenants both go down. There's 4 of us left. My friend, really good friend, takes a slug right through the gut. Gunshots are a bad way to go. You may have heard. And pretty inconvenient. Situation like that. I had 2 choices. Leave him there. Or option B. He asked for option B. So I did it. I did what he asked. I think it was right, but it was a hard right. Hard rights come with hard prices, and you keep paying. You pay them over and over. Like that. Guilt. Like that. Sends you spiraling. Deep down into holes you don't want to crawl out of. Holes you think you belong in.
How did you crawl out?
Who said I did? I'm down here, aren't I? Your daughter. You think you did all you could for her? Think you tried everything?
I gave it all.
Didn't let her down then. Didn't fail. You just ran out of options, is all. There's no shame in it.
But you're not out of options, Joe. You're not done. Can you just see it through? For me, Joe.
Eva Graf, Queen of Lost Causes.
That's me, Joe.
Okay. You win, Dr. Graf. You win. Like always. Keep going. Down here. Keep at it.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, God, you know, you are one stubborn son of a... Shut off these alarms. Joe, what happens if the reactor goes critical?
You're talking. It's like trillium implosion. Takes the entire base with it.
So we have to jettison the X-Core. I mean, that's the procedure, right?
That's the procedure.
But that'll knock out power to the whole base.
It's either that, or the whole base gets crushed down to the size of a shot glass.
A Zytrillium reactor core jettison requires manipulation of the explosive overrise on the exterior of the reactor capsule, Dr. Graf, as well as the activation of the jettison process from within the control capsule.
Oh, Joe can't get to control fast enough. Mac, can you initiate the process yourself?
I'm afraid not, Dr. Graf. Certain critical functions of base operation require human input for security reasons. A reactor core jettison is one of them.
There's... an access panel in this junction. Mac, can I tap into control from here?
Theoretically, Commander Freeman, depending on the damage to the connections, it may require wiring modifications to the junction panel.
I can handle that. Eva.
I'm heading for the reactor capsule. I think their guide wires are gone. They must have been stripped away, but it should be northwest, roughly, right?
Yeah, you can't miss it. Core capsule, biggest thing out there. Connects right behind the control capsule.
Look at us, working together.
Only to the complete reactor core implosion.
We jettison the reactor, we get you to control, and in a capsule, we get out of here.
Stop jinxing it. I'm at the panel. Give me a second. Gotta expose this thing's guts. Mac?
I'm here, Commander Freeman.
Can you predict how long we have until the core implodes?
I believe reactor core containment will reach critical failure in 7 minutes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Keep counting it down for us, Mac. Okay. Panel's powered. Yeah, I can tap into control. Damn it.
You okay?
I shocked myself, least of our worries. You believe in God, Dr. Graf? Because now might be a good time to check in.
Sorry. I don't believe in God. Or jinxes, for that matter. Horoscopes, either. Black cats.
Hate to break it to you. Black cats definitely exist. Seen them a few times. Sarah. Yeah, Sarah's a lot like you. No one to count on but herself. No one to blame. Kinda envious, really. Sounds a lot simpler.
Sarah? Dr. Clayton?
Yeah, we are, you know, a thing. Talk of the town for a minute or two. Didn't hear.
Paid attention. You were just someone I had to go through to get things done.
That's okay. We're out of this, we can all have a beer. Can all bear our feelings, be chums. There you go. What do you think about that?
That sounds torturous, but okay.
6 minutes until X-Core containment failure.
Okay.
All right. I'm logged into the control systems. Hopefully. I'm gonna prove the reactor jettison. You'll still have to manually disconnect and launch the core from underneath the capsule. It takes two of us.
So nobody accidentally shoots the reactor into space.
That's the idea.
I can see the X-Core capsule now. I see control, too.
Good. Starting jettison approval.
Commander Freeman, are you certain you wish to initiate an emergency reactor core jettison?
Pretty sure, Mac.
May I have your clearance code, please?
11. 11. 4. 14.
Code confirmed, Commander Freeman. Reactor core jettison primed.
I'm under the X-Core capsule, Joe. Oh, it's tight under here.
Look for a red panel.
I see it. How do I open it?
In your HUD. Emergency protocols. Top center.
Emergency reactor jettison?
That's the one.
Dr. Graf, are you certain you wish to disconnect the reactor core connections from jettison?
Yes, Mac.
May I have your clearance code, please?
31. 21. 9. 31.
Code confirmed, Dr. Graf.
Okay, I see a red handle. That's it?
That's it. Pull that, and then get somewhere else.
5 minutes until next core containment failure.
All right. Here goes. Oh, it disconnected. I heard it.
Yes. Now get out of there.
Main reactor core jettison procedure initiating in 5, 4, 3.
Oh, Lord.
2, 1. Expelling exterior panels. Exterior panels expelled. Escaping vent ports.
I think I'm clear, Joe.
Never seen an underwater reactor jettison. I guess should be a sight.
Sealed. Priming engines.
Yeah, well, I'll take copious notes. You get back
reactor
to 3F. Stop calling. You got,
four,
what do you think, 300 yards
three,
to control, Joe?
2.
Something like that.
I got circuits right here. I smell burning wires.
There's no launch. Didn't feel a launch.
Mac, what happened?
I believe the energy from the Cytrillium pulse diffused the jettison launch before the engines could fire.
Oh, God. All right, well, we have to start over then. We have to start over and now.
The jettison process uses emergency solid rocket boosters, Dr. Graf, not thermal impulse engines. The ignition process cannot be restarted.
Damn it, Mac!
Told you. You jinx it.
3 minutes until X-Core containment failure.
What do we do?
Only one thing. One thing I can think of.
What?
You won't like it.
What?
We breach and flood the X-Core capsule. Water will cool it, short it. Shut the whole reactor down.
How do we do that?
Override the pressure doors from the control capsule. Everything on the other side of the door is flooded. Open those, we flood both capsules, control and the X-Core.
2 minutes, 30 seconds until X-Core containment failure.
Overrides are under the control capsule.
No, wait, but that... No, wait a second.
Out of time, Eva.
If we flood control, the water comes through the circuitry conduits, too.
Out of time, Eva.
Wait! It'll flood where you are. You'll
out of time.
No. Joe.
I told you you wouldn't like it. There's no other way.
There's always another way we could, what if we puncture the reactor capsule from the outside?
With what? Harsh language? We got minutes.
The dive room. You can swim to the... You can swim out.
The water's freezing, Eva. I can't can't move my legs. It's 500 yards to the dive room. You do the math.
Joe.
2 minutes until next core containment failure.
If the reactor goes, it takes everything. Whoever survived in the other platforms, Sarah, if she's still alive. I know you get that. You can't save everyone, Eva. You know that better than anyone. Three panels. Near where the walkway connects to the control capsule. Find them.
We don't know this will work.
We don't know that it won't.
1 minute, 30 seconds until next core containment failure.
Oh my God, Joe.
Do me a favor, will you? Tell Sarah. Tell her. Oh shit. I don't know. You think I'd have written this little speech a long time ago? Tell her. Tell her she owes me one.
Joe. Joe, I'm sorry.
You're all right, Eva. You're all right.
1 minute until next core containment failure.
I'm under control. I see the panels.
Open them, like before.
Dr. Graf, are you certain you wish to begin the pressure door override for the control capsule?
Yes, Mac.
May I have your clearance code, please?
31. 21. 9. 31.
Code confirmed, Dr. Graf.
Handle should be labeled. 1, 2, 3. Just trip them. One at a time.
30 seconds until next core containment failure.
Eva, come on.
Handle 1. Worked. I heard it.
Keep going, Eva.
25 seconds until next core containment failure.
Handle 2.
One more, Eva.
20 seconds until next core containment failure.
Eva.
I can't do this again. I can't live with more of it. It's not fair.
Fair's got nothing to do with it. It's not part of the deal.
15 seconds until next core containment failure.
Did all you could, Eva. Just ran out of options. No shame in it.
Hard right.
Yeah. Hard right.
10 seconds until next core containment failure.
Handle 3.
Really nice working with you, Dr. Graf.
The reactor core's temperature is decreasing, Dr. Graf. It is shutting down.
Joe, we did it. Bye, Joe. Mac, I can't move! Are you...
is the prequel to the podcast Derelict by Night Rocket Productions. It is created, written, directed, and edited by J. Barton Mitchell and produced by Kirsten Rudberg and Thomas Barker. Episode 2, Hard Right, featured Elizabeth Laidlaw as Eva Graff, Eli Goodman as Joe Freeman, and Mac as himself. The podcast features additional sound design by Music Radio Creative and original music by Luke Atencio and Ryan Talbert. The producers wish to thank Flashpoint Chicago, a campus of Columbia College Hollywood, especially John Petrosky and Bill Bacon for their invaluable support in the creation of this podcast. They also wish to thank Robert and Russell Summers of Grand Scheme Productions, without whose effort this story would not be as good as it is. Lastly, Fathom and Derelict rely on the support of listeners like you. Find out how you can help us continue the story by visiting derelictpodcast.com and fathompodcast.net. And as always, more than anything, thank you for listening. This story will continue.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world.
Pretty weird, right?
I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redmond Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around head on. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse. A story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.